So let's begin. So we begin by stopping to be here now. Stopping whatever we were doing before to be less in the realm of doing and more in the realm of being. You could think to yourself, I am free to be here. Now, I am here. Going to offer you a few little thoughts like that, constructive thoughts, we might call them, or possible constructive thoughts, and just try them out for yourself and see if any feel particularly supportive or helpful to you today. I am free to be gentle with myself. I am free to feel whatever I feel and meet that with kindness and acceptance. I am free to be exactly as I am right now. And I'm also free to release anything that I don't need. If I want to, I am free to notice ease. I'm free to notice. I am free. So take note of anything there that might have particularly resonated with you, and know that you can come back to it at any time. And as you are here, right now, notice right now your contact with the surface that you are resting on, the surface that is supporting you, whether that's a chair, a bed, the floor. Notice the different points of contact. Maybe especially your weight-bearing points of contact. So if you're lying down in the classic constructive rest position, you've noticed the contact of your back of your head on the books or your support or the floor. You'll notice your back on the floor, and particularly the weight-bearing parts would be behind the shoulder blades and the back of the pelvis. You could notice your legs if they're draped over a bolster supported by something, or the soles of your feet connecting with the floor. Maybe your elbows, your arms and your elbows are also supported by the floor. Know that you are physically supported by whatever you are resting on. Going through those points is a nice little reminder to ourselves that we are supported, that this is an opportunity, an invitation to let go of what is not needed anymore. And know that beneath the floor, the chair, the bed, the ground is there supporting you. So I invite you to think to yourself, I am free to accept the support of the ground. And I am free to receive the support of the ground. From this supported place, expand your awareness to notice also the space that is around you. You can physically look around the room that you are in, or you can just know that you are surrounded by space, that there is space above you. and below you, that there is space in front of you and behind you and to either side of you and in every other direction in between. You are surrounded by space as you are also supported by the ground. You can think to yourself, I am free to be aware of the space all around me. So from this more spacious place, perhaps, I invite you now to do a little scan of yourself, just very quickly, and see what you notice right now. What is happening for you as you scan your body just quickly? What stands out? I invite you to accept and acknowledge anything that you do notice and meet any pains or discomforts, whether mental or physical, with awareness and kindness. There is nothing you have to do to change or fix anything right now. And know you are, of course, free to move at any time to make yourself more comfortable too. So now shift your awareness, and this time I'm going to invite you to notice ease. You could have this little question, even do another little scan of yourself. Where might I notice a little bit of ease right now? A little bit of comfort or comfortableness. Places that just feel normal, okay. And you shine a little light on those places and that possibility. Where's the ease? Where do you notice just a little bit of ease? I invite you to think to yourself, I'm free to notice ease, any ease at all, in my head, in my neck, and my face, and my jaw. I'm free to notice ease, any ease that is there or appears in my chest, solar plexus, my belly. I'm free to notice any ease in my back, upper back, mid, lower back. I'm free to notice any ease in my arms, elbows, wrists, hands, fingers, thumbs, any ease that might be there. I'm free to notice any ease in my legs, my hip joints, my knees, my ankles. I'm free to notice any ease that might be in my feet and my toes. I am free to notice ease. You may notice that this gentle invitation to notice ease can encourage a release of a little extra excess tension. It's a literal physical letting go of what you don't need, helping you to get closer to only what's essential. So today I want to draw a little inspiration from the autumn season, which is upon us right now here in the Northern Hemisphere. So just as the autumn leaves fall from the tree, you are also free to let go of anything that's not serving you. The tree remains strong and sturdy at its essence, with deep roots going down and branches that reach up into the skies. To release the leaves is part of the season and part of the ongoing cycle of life, and a reminder of the impermanence of things. Physical tensions come and go, just like everything else in life. Joys, sorrows, struggles, and smiles. Is there something you wish to release? Without attachment to whether or how it might happen, think about what you might want to release. Any burdens you've been carrying with you that you might be ready to let go. And if you wish, we're free to invite that release, that shedding of whatever it is that is no longer needed. And like the tree, you are free to be just as you are. You are strong and flexible, with deep roots and branches soaring high, with or without your leaves. As Pema Chodron reminds us, impermanence is a principle of harmony. When we don't struggle against it, we are in harmony with reality. With this added awareness of the impermanence, the temporariness of almost all things in life, come now to an awareness of your breath, of the air going in and out through the nose. Gentle movement in your body, your torso, your ribs rise up and out with the in-breath and gently fall down on each out-breath. Be aware of the wave-like motion of the breath, the wave-like coming and going of the breath. And I invite you now, if it feels right for you, to breathe out gently through the lips, releasing the breath and letting go of your breath. Letting the air out, and that lets and makes space for the air to come in again. You can let the air out, release the air through your lips, just very gently. Then let the lips come together again as your breath comes back in through the nose in its own time. You could go through two or three more rounds of that, however it happens for you. Not forcing, just letting it be what it is. Releasing the air gently through the lips and allowing it to come back in its own time through the nose. By releasing the air, by exhaling, we make space for the in-breath without having to take a breath. It simply happens as a natural response. You don't have to take a deep breath or even take a breath. You can simply let the air out and the new breath will arrive in its own time. If you ever or when you ever find yourself holding your breath, remember to breathe out. And now, just think to yourself, I am free to breathe out. My breath is free to release. My body breathes me. My breathing is free. And I am free to notice, to observe my breathing. My breathing is free to be. not forgetting about your breath, but including it in the sense of your whole self. Come back to noticing your contact with the floor, the ground, or whatever it is that you are resting on that is supporting you. For those lying down, you can notice again the contact that your head is making with its support. Contact your back is making with the floor, the back of your shoulder blades, the back of your rib cage, the back of your pelvis. You may have noticed that on each in-breath, you have more contact, your back has more contact with the ground, with whatever it's resting on. Notice again your contact of elbows, arms, feet, legs, whatever it is for you. Has that contact changed over the course of the last 15 minutes or so? What do you notice? And you can think again, I am free to receive the support of the ground. You can think again, I am free to be aware of the space all around me, above and below, in front and behind, to the right and the left. I am free to notice the space all around me and that is within me. I am free to release what I no longer need. I am free to notice ease. I am free to notice ease. I am free to notice. I am free. So take a couple of moments to just be with that, knowing that we're now drawing to the end of the constructive rest session. And you can notice whether you feel ready, enlivened to get up, or whether you have a sense that you'd prefer to stay in this more restful state. Notice if the thought of getting up brings any extra tension into your body or feels like a joyful jumping up. When you are ready, I invite you now to mindfully start to bring yourself up to sitting or standing. And you can take any of these thoughts with you as you start to move, that you're still supported by the ground, that you have space all around you, that you don't need to take anything that you don't need with you into the movement. How much effort do I actually need to use to move and get up? You could notice your breath. You could notice where there's a little bit of ease as you move, where feels comfortable. I am free to notice ease. I'm free to sit up. I'm free to move. So if you wish to walk for a moment or two and get kind of acclimatized to be upright, feel free to do so. Or you can just come to the camera and to the group when you're ready, if you're ready. So as you're upright, you can still notice the ground supporting you under your feet and have an awareness of the space above, behind, and all around you. And ask yourself, where is there a little bit of ease?